Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Dan Henry's Tri-State Forecast, clouds building with scattered showers, possibly a local strong thunderstorm this afternoon, low 90s. A heat advisory is in effect today until 8 p.m. with heat index values of 95 to 100 degrees across our area. We'll take a look at that Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Services will be held today for the late William Blass. He leaves behind a wife of 40 years, Mary Ella Fitch, and three children, Sonia Zinke and husband Eric of North Canaan, Heather Evansvik and husband Victor of Oxford, Sweden, and William Blass of Falls Village. Donations in his memory can be made to the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department, where he volunteered for many years, P.O. Box 1, Falls Village, Connecticut, 06031. Services will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Falls Village Congregational Church. Reception will follow at the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department. The town of Northeast has contracted with the village of Millerton for police services. It signed that one-year contract on July 14th for the Millerton Police Department to continue protecting Northeast residents. That decision followed a year of much public debate whether the Millerton Police Department should exist at all. In a story at TriConnorNews.com, the village board has not yet signed the contract but plans to do so at its meeting on July 25th, according to village clerk and treasurer Kelly Kilmer. She said she and Millerton Mayor Jen Nijak, quote, will get the authority from the board through a motion to sign the contract on Monday night. End quote. The village is now on a second version of the local law to possibly abolish the Millerton Police Department. If it does, the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office would be the hired to protect Millerton. Acting Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Imperiali attended a special workshop in March discussing how it would serve the village if hired to replace the Millerton Police Department. The Canaan Child Care Center is participating in the Northwest Corner Gives, raising funds to outfit a second classroom to accommodate additional children in their accredited school readiness site. All gifts will be matched by the Northwest Corner Gives, up to $7,150, and they're looking for your support. For more information, northwestcornergives.org/donation. The Salisbury Artisans Group is back. The market will be July 23rd from 10 to 4 at the White Hart Lawn. 15 vendors participating this Saturday. The event is Rain or Shine on the green at the White Hart. So meetings coming up today. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a meeting at 6:30 this evening. In Cornwall, the Conservation Commission meeting via Zoom at 10:30 this morning. Board of Finance meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. That meeting is also via Zoom. Reminder also tonight, there's a couple of music events going on in Canaan. It is the Sunset Music Series at the VFW from 6 to 9. And in Kent at the Kent Land Trust Fields this evening, it is the Kent Land Trust Fields, the location for the Kent Summer Musical Festival that also runs this evening. The Cornwall Rummage Sale is coming up this weekend from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday from 11 till 2. Monday will be Fill a Bag and Bargain Day at around from 9 a.m. until noon. The Sheffield Historical Society on Main Street welcomes the public to a Freebird-themed open house. That'll happen tomorrow from 11 till 2. Ken Shop will host a discussion on South County birds, the Sharon Audubon Birds of Prey, and a tour of their historical buildings. A craft fair, snacks, and drinks will also be available. Reminder, the Village of Millerton proposed Local Law C of 2022. A public hearing regarding that proposed law will be held on July 25th at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall located at North Elm Avenue. Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe will return to April Hill for a benefit concert for Greenagers on Sunday the 24th at 6 p.m. under a tent on April Hill's grounds, come rain or shine. More information or tickets. The information and tickets are available at greenacres.org/tickets. All proceeds support Greenagers programs for youth with environmental stewardship. And the question this season at Tanglewood, will the traditional 1812 overture conclude Tanglewood on parade this summer? What would Tanglewood parade be without the audience's favorite show closer, Tchaikovsky's triumphal cranked-up 1812 overture complete with live or pre-recorded cannons and post-performance fireworks show? Well, the summer, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its 6 months, the Boston Symphony Orchestra management debated whether to include it at the annual July 4th Boston Pops Gala on the Esplanade and then at Tanglewood on August 2nd. The piece celebrates the defeat and retreat of Napoleon invading French army from Russia in the winter of 1812. It was not an easy call because the showplace is a melange for Russian hymns, folk songs, and patriotic tunes such as God Save the Tsar, ending with the Russian anthem overwhelming Francis. Well, after much discussion, the conductor of Boston Pops offered a solution. He told the Berkshire Eagle the idea was to first play the Ukrainian national anthem, followed by Tchaikovsky's To the Inevitable Russian Spirit. After the Esplanade, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus did the honors. The orchestral arrangement of the anthem conducted by Thomas Wilkins will be performed to the 1812 at the 8 p.m. Tanglewood on Parade Gala Concert on August 2nd. Tchaikovsky's piece will be led by Stefan Asbury, head of the conducting program at the Tanglewood Music Center. Confirming the plan for the anthem plus overture, VSO... Confirming the plan for the anthem plus overture, BSO management stated that both are dedicated to the people of Ukraine and the courage and perseverance they have consistently shown in their struggle for their country's continuing independence. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,874.84. The NASDAQ at 11,897.65 and the S&P 500 at 3959.90. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.